Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We are located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Today, our service is led by Elder Stephanie Kasner, who will read a message by Beth Merrill Neal, titled, On the Bench, Christmas Eve. Have we feared the stranger? Have we sat on the bench waiting for someone to come to us? Have we ever thought about venturing off the bench to visit someone else? Let us now join Elder Kasner as she explores these questions.
Please join with me in the prayer of confession, as is printed in your bulletin. Loving God, we come this morning longing to be your Christmas people, longing to stay by the manger a while longer, but the world calls to us, and our cares, our jobs, and our possessions. We are tempted to turn away from the greatest gift ever given. Forgive us for our wandering ways. Forgive us for our busy lives. Forgive us for forgetting you. Bring us back to the manger. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hear the good news. We are made new. We are clothed in the Christ child. He was born just for us. Just for us. We are forgiven and we are made new in him. Amen. Our gospel reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. It can be found on page 91 in your pew New Testaments. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. There was once an old man whom we will call Joe. Joe was single, never married, didn't date much. He was an only child and his parents were gone. And he was a bit crotchety, which is to say he was all alone in the world. He had long since retired from a job which brought him a modest income, a few acquaintances, and no friends. In his retirement, he spent his days as he pleased, checking the morning headlines, washing up the coffee cup and cereal bowl. He'd run the few errands he had, get the daily special soup at the diner counter, run a few more errands. Late afternoon would find him on a park bench alone. It was always the same bench, in the northwest part of the park, near a sidewalk, but blissfully far away from the children's playground. He would sit there all alone, and with a fair amount of disinterest, he would watch the world go by. Most days, that was enough for old Joe. Once in a while, he would break his routine. He'd give a smile to the cashier as she handed him his change, or he'd bark at the server who overfilled his coffee cup. Most days, his routine was enough. But every so often, as he'd sit all alone on that park bench, a terrible melancholy would overtake him. That happens sometimes at dusk. Babies instinctively cry, and the colic worsens, or harassed parents, home from work, stress out as they try to transition from employee to chief cook and bottle washer. Every so often, as he sat on that bench at dusk, Joe would be overcome by a sadness he could not name. And all he wanted in those anguished few moments was for someone to come sit down next to him. They didn't have to talk, process feelings, make a plan to have dinner. All he wanted was company, a companion to sit with at dusk after years of going through life all alone. As the seasons changed, Joe would change his routine ever so slightly and unconsciously so that he was always on the bench at dusk, be it at winter's 4 o'clock or summer's 8 o'clock. The years passed and the spasms of melancholy grew more frequent, and Joe, already so miserable in his loneliness, became all the more brittle and a little desperate. He tried ways to make the bench inviting. He'd move the newspaper he'd been carrying around as if to say the seat isn't being saved for anyone. He'd brush off the leaves. Once he even wiped off the residue from the pigeons, all to no avail. For whatever reason, no one ever sat by Joe. Maybe passersby feared that his loneliness was contagious, and they hurried past him so as not to catch it. Maybe after years of trying to smile and say hello, only to be rebuffed, people stopped trying. Maybe after sitting on that same bench in the same park at the same time year after year, Joe became invisible. The way the guy on the corner with the cardboard sign, "Will work for food," becomes invisible. Whatever the reason, no one ever sat by Joe. He could have died on that bench, so deep was the melancholy, so profound the despair, so pointed the loneliness he could no longer avoid. He wondered if that's how he would end up, forgotten and ignored, sitting there 1 minute and dead there the next, without a soul to notice that his life had ended. He wondered if there would be anyone who would care. He wondered if he would live out however many days he had left, sitting alone at dusk on that park bench. There may be some here today who have felt like Joe at some time in their lives, or who feel like Joe every day. There may be some here today who know someone like Joe, some who have passed him by, some who understand how the relentless pain of another becomes invisible. There may be some here today who wonder how this story will end, and some who believe they know how it will end. Our world has been like Joe, battling melancholy. The children of our world have known isolation. They have known what it's like to be ignored or forgotten. They have felt deep in their bones what it's like to be alone. The children of the world have been battered, if not by loneliness or apathy, then by poverty or violence, or forces beyond their control that have made them grow up too soon. Our world has been like Joe, going through the same routines day after day without reason or purpose. The people of the world have known what it's like to live in a routine of work and play and rest, of work and shopping and rest, of work and shopping and entertainment, confusing shopping and entertainment with godly play and holy rest. Our world has been like Joe, desperately trying to make that park bench a little more palatable, aching to have someone simply sit down next to us. We have feared the stranger, the other, for so long that it seems too late to make amends for our isolating tendencies. For so long we have sat on our proverbial benches, waiting for someone to come to us, never venturing off to go to someone else. However, the miracle of the incarnation might be described as God coming to sit down next to us on our park bench. Because while we might have forgotten or ignored all the Joes of the world, God hasn't forgotten. God cannot ignore this world that was created by deep love. God will not forsake this world so plagued by fear, greed, and pride. God will not turn a blind eye to the pain of the world's children. As Bible scholar J.B. Phillips once said, ours is a visited planet. Ours is a visited planet, which is to say that God is no theist watchmaker kind of God, setting the world a ticking and then moving on. Ours is a visited planet, but not in the way you or I might want to visit Tuscany or the Grand Canyon. Ours is a visited planet in the way we might want to sit and visit with a beloved grandmother who died, whose advice and date pinwheels we still crave. The way we might want to visit with our best friend, who's doing his best to beat cancer. The way we might want to visit forever with a child or parent or sibling who's wedged deeply in our hearts. That is how God has visited with us, with the love a creator has for his creation, with the love a mother has for her child. Why God would choose to do this is beyond my ken, and all that I know is that it has something to do with love. And this love transformed God, if we could say God is transformable, from being a mere visitor to being an inhabitant of the world, like we are. God visited us and came to us and became one of us so that you and I and all the Joes of the world would know that we are not alone. On this day, it is as though Joe is sitting on the park bench again. He's put his paper in the recycling can. He's brushed away the pigeon's offering. He's waiting for the light to dim, once again, alone. But this day, this time, someone sits down next to him. He just sits down with Joe, and Joe is not alone. We are not alone. We are loved. Thanks be to God. And all the people said, amen.
Thank you for an inspiring message. The congregation from Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.